the weird and wonderful things that I end up doing with Stray FM, today is one that is, from the outside, very weird and wonderful, but actually has a very, very important message today. I am here with Fiona Ansell. Hello, Fiona.
Hello.
And what is it that I'm come to do today?
Well, I'm the North Yorkshire Road Safety Team leader. Today we are holding a launch event for the Summer Don't Drink and Drive campaign. Yes, we do this every year. The short answer, you know, to why is because people keep drinking and driving. Mm-hmm. And obviously us and our partners in the police and the fire service, we have to deal with the consequences of that.
Today is going to be a bit of a test, really. It's involved me nipping into the co-op on the way here and buying a bottle of Peroni. What is it that I'm going to be doing?
Okay, so what you'll be doing is you'll be having a drive on our driving simulator, and you'll have a run sober, and then you'll have your drink, and then you'll come back later and have another go, and you can see the difference it makes in driving sober and driving while under the influence.
Yeah. Right, well, we'll have a little go on this driving simulator then, and we'll find out what happens. Fiona, thank you very much.
Thank you.
Hi, I'm Marie Brown. I'm Road Safety Project Officer. Today we're using the driving simulator to see what happens to driving when you've had a drink. So we're going to be using the emergency braking module, basically get a vehicle up to 40 miles an hour and stop it as quickly as you can, and it's going to record your braking and reaction times.
So okay. I'm in the simulator. This right. is a manual car.
It's
isn't
a
it?
Manual car, 5-speed gearbox. We haven't gone to 6 yet.
Okay.
Just a normal car, so I'd advise you to just to get yourself familiar with the controls and
okay,
get yourself
yeah.
set up.
Wheel,
so
clutch. Can I move my?
Yeah, there's a handle between your knees to move
bit
the seat.
Forward. Yeah. Okay.
You've got normal handbrake there as well. Okay, you're going to get the vehicle okay. up to 40 miles an hour as quickly as you can, and
okay.
then it'll ask you to stop. So there'll be a couple of lights pop up on the screen. It'll say stop. Bring the car to a stop as quickly as possible, and it'll test your reaction times.
Okay.
So whenever you're ready, off you go.
Oh,
my name's Andy Morton. I'm a traffic sergeant with the Road Policing okay. Group of North Yorkshire Police. Nationally, there's an average of 3,000 people killed or seriously injured on the roads every year, where that involves either a drink or a drug driver. During last year's campaign, we had 18 arrests in the month period from collisions involving drink or drug drivers, and this is a good way of highlighting those consequences.
Yeah. Wow, excellent. It's rated you excellent, so I would say if anybody jumped out in front of you at 40 miles an hour, you would be able to bring your car to a controlled stop before you hit anybody.
There's lots of common misconceptions, most common one being that you can have a couple of drinks and then get behind the wheel of a car. The advice we give is actually there isn't a safe amount to drink. Alcohol can affect different people in different ways, and whilst 2 pints might not put one person over the limit, it might put someone else way over the limit, and there is no way of telling how it's going to affect you. So the only safe way to conduct yourself is not to consume anything in terms of alcohol or any illicit drugs if you're going to get behind the wheel of a car.
Well, I finished a bottle of beer 22 minutes ago now, so is that a suitable time for us to do a breathalyzer and for me to redo the simulation?
It is. We leave 20 minutes just for the mouth alcohol to disappear out your mouth, so we should get a reliable reading now if we breath test you.
Okay, can you breath test me then?
Yeah, this is what's called a preliminary test. So this test gives you an indication whether the person may be over the limit or not, and gives you an indicative reading. Once we've got a result from this test, somebody who is over the limit goes on an evidential breath
right.
testing machine at the police station.
Okay.
So deep breath, and you only have to blow quite steadily, just that sort of intensity. You don't need to blow your guts out.
Okay,
so
right.
Deep breath and blow until I tell you to stop. Keep going, keep going, keep going, keep going, keep going, keep going, keep going. That's it, thank you very much. As long as it takes to take a sample.
Yes, it's analysing.
So it's showing a reading of 11.
Okay.
On one bottle of beer that won't have fully metabolised yet.
Okay, so where's the
what's legal
the
limit
number?
Is 35.
Right, okay.
So you're just shy of a third of the way there.
Right, okay. So on that pass of 11 then, do you think that somebody is safe to drive?
It's not about whether somebody's safe to drive or not, because the message is, if you've consumed any alcohol, it's very difficult to tell how it will affect you and whether you're safe to drive. The legal limit is set at 35. That's what the statute books have dictated.
So round two of the driving simulator then. Shortly after drinking one of those fairly small bottles of Peroni, 330 millilitres to be precise, and the result was that I dropped two levels, from excellent down to good and then down to just okay, which meant that my reaction times and my braking times were significantly longer than they had been previously. I didn't feel different, I wouldn't say I felt drunk, and I felt like I was okay to drive. But the statistics showed I wasn't.
Stop.
But of course, amongst all the drinking and driving simulators are going on today at Harrogate Fire Station, the real message is, of course, this, that drinking and driving is no laughing matter, and there are accidents, a whole lot of accidents caused every single year, not just in North Yorkshire, but all over the country. And you can hear the noise behind me currently. That is a demonstration that the North Yorkshire Fire and Rescue team are currently doing, cutting somebody out of a car. It's a violent thing, actually. It's not nice. It is not something that I would like to be involved with. They are just about to rescue somebody. And of course, that is the gritty truth, actually, of this 2018 Drink Drive campaign.